Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Moments away, John Libs, from co-founder of Phylum Bioproducts. But first, Rise Gardens, Holly, a product that can help you grow year-round.
Rise Gardens is a revolutionary hydroponic gardening system for your home. Instead of food traveling hundreds or even over 1,000 miles before it hits your plate, harvest the veggies, herbs, and greens you need for dinner tonight in the comfort of your home. No green thumb required knowledge. Gardening made easy with the Rise Gardens app. Step-by-step guidance from seed to harvest, a complete garden on a shelf, and comes with everything you need to grow healthy and the freshest food for you and your loved ones. Fully customize your garden to your needs and preferences. For more information to get your Rise Gardens, visit risegardens.com.
Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
John Libs is the CEO and co-founder of Phylum Bioproducts and has a background in biological science. Welcome to the program, John.
Hi there. Hi, Joey, Holly. How are you doing today?
We are doing well. And just for full transparency, Phylum Bioproducts is a sponsor of the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. So I want everybody to know that up front. So
let's get started. What inspired you to start a biotechnology company that targets harmful crop and garden pests?
Well, it's going to be a little geeky to start here because I'm going to talk a little science. So it was really science, timing, and market need. And with the science, to discover and develop these types of non-chemical insecticides that we sell, it's actually a mixture of genetics, biochemistry, micromolecular biology, and protein chemistry. So at a basic scientific level, it's actually very interesting work. So that was one inspiration. And at the time I first entered the biotech field, which is, I'm getting pretty long in the tooth here now. This goes back to the late 80s, early 90s. The industry was really in its infancy. And about that time, the mid, late 80s, a lot of important advances were being made in the biotechnology field as far as the tools go. And this included protein chemistry. And proteins are a very important part of our products. Proteins are actually the active ingredients of our non-chemical products. So the active ingredients aren't chemicals made in the lab. They're actually proteins in biological systems. And so, you know, most people have heard that the DNA in a biological system is, let's say, the blueprint or the code of life. Well, the proteins are really what make biological systems go. They're the type of molecules that make biological systems work. They help carry out and drive functions in organisms. And some of the earliest discoveries of protein structures, meaning their shapes and actual three-dimensional structure, were made in the ag biotech industry in the late 80s, early 90s. And specifically, they were made by collaborative groups. I work on some of these projects in the Bay Area with UCSF and other research labs at universities. We figured out the structures of some of these proteins that are the active ingredients for these non-chemical biological products based on BTs. So it was very interesting work. Kind of the timing was such that it was kind of sexy science at the time, but it was very interesting. And then, you know, we looked at the market over the years. We knew these types of products, non-chemical products based on the microbe or the bacterium type of Bacillus thuringiensis. We knew they had done very well in the ag markets to control caterpillars. They're really the number one type of product or underlying technology used worldwide in agriculture as a non-chemical insecticide. We looked at the market, and now I'm going forward, let's say, from the early 90s to the early 2000s. We looked at the market at that time, and there weren't really any good, high-performing non-chemical products to control beetles. So we took what we knew about these types of products and said, hey, we should try to discover some BT type microbes that could control beetles really well. And so that's when we set out on a discovery program to do that.
Well, why are beetles, grubs, borers so hard to target specifically? What about them is the issue?
Yeah, you know, it's really about the technology and the will to find, you know, what we would call a lead compound or a lead biological active, which would control a particular pest. So when you set out to discover, let's say, a non-chemical insecticide, what you do is you go collect out. Typically, you go collect samples out in the wild, soil samples, samples out of dead insects, all over the place, and you bring them into the lab, and then you start screening those against maybe a particular pest that you see out in the market that may be a very important commercial pest. Maybe it's an ag pest like Japanese beetle. That's a really tough pest, and not a lot of, natural predators against, as in the U.S. And so you start testing all these samples you've collected out there in nature against the actual pests in the lab. You can imagine it's a very laborious process. It's a lot of, screening a lot of samples. It's a lot of luck to find the right level of performance, and really the biological side is really where are the targeted products. And so the biological non-chemical pesticides, you really focus on one insect, and then you try to expand their performance or understanding whether it controls other insects and increase its spectrum of activity over time, so it has more commercial relevance out in the market. Whereas when you're developing chemical insecticides, it's almost the flip of non-chemical, where you develop a new chemical compound, and you pretty much can assume if it's a chemical compound, it's actually going to be toxic to almost all insects. And then you're hoping through testing toxicity against different organisms, whether it's fish, birds, mammals, or non-target insects, like let's say bees or butterflies, pollinators, you're hoping you don't see a high level of toxicity. Or if you see toxicity, it's at a very high level of the active ingredient, so high that it's unlikely that a non-target, whether it's a mammal, a person, or a pollinator, would come in contact with that level of chemical in the environment, in the market. So it's really a flip of discovery of biologicals. And so, you know, what it comes down to, it's just really difficult, really time consuming and very capital intensive to find a targeted control, whether it's taking a lot of risk on the front end, as you would on discovering a biological or non-chemical lead active, where you're doing a lot of screening, spending a lot of money at the front end through all this work, trying to screen all these samples down to a couple of good leads to carry through development. Or whether it's a chemical and you have a bunch of different leads at the beginning and you're whittling those down on tox studies, and you're hoping by the time you get into regulatory that the tox profile is not that, let's say, deleterious to non-target organisms. And, just to kind of put some perspective in the cost of embarking on developing or discovering and then developing lead actives for a non-chemical or biological active, it usually takes $25 to $100 million to go from the discovery, where you find some good lead actives to carry through development, all the way to market. And then for the chemical side, to really develop new chemical actives and work your way through regulatory from start to finish is about a $300 to $500 million endeavor. So it's very capital intensive, and there's a lot of risk involved.
Fantastic. So we are talking with John Libs, the CEO and co-founder of Phylum Bioproducts. Can you tell us more about Phylum Bioproducts and what makes them unique?
Yeah, sure. So I would say that our products are really the best combination of performance and safety in the market. We say that our products are natural. They're developed from a natural soil bacterium. They are effective, meaning they're high performing. They actually perform at the level of many of the chemical competitors. For instance, if we're focusing on grub gone or granular product, they spread on turf, irrigated into controlled turf grubs. It performs nearly at the level of the imidacloprid products. It actually performs better than the acelaprin-based products from mid-season later. So these products, they're natural, but they're very powerful, natural products, but they're also very targeted. As you mentioned earlier, that they only perform or they only have toxicity to certain beetles, and also some weevils that are also beetles, and borers, those are common names, that are also beetles. So that they're natural, effective, and targeted. We've done lots of research, and over time we continue to improve the production side of our products. And with biologicals, we kind of say there's RFI, there's always room for improvement. And so that's another distinguishing factor from the chemical side. With biological products, it is a biological process when you're producing them. And so there's a lot of room to improve that process. And we've been really diligent over time, the last 10 years, to continually look at our production process and improve it. We're out there constantly testing our products, not only against the target pests that we sell the products to control currently, but we're out there trying to increase the spectrum of activity, look for other commercially relevant pests that are important to control. And so we're always doing a lot of research and development, real commercial development, even though these products have always been on the, or have been on the market for a good, oh geez, 7-8 seasons now, especially ProSide Channel Northeast. And we continue to make improvements in the products over time.
Many people are concerned about the efficacy of non-chemical solutions. Should they be concerned, or is this a thing that we should have been doing many years ago?
It's devil's in the detail of all these products, right? So even the chemicals differ a bit on the efficacy. It's tough. For the non-chemical controls, I'll throw some different technologies out. So milky spore is a very popular turf grub control. The upside to it is it's a safe product. The downside is what we call the spectrum of activity. The breadth of different types of insects that controls is extremely narrow. So it actually, out of all those scarab beetles, and there's a whole host of them across the country in turf that are problems, probably 12 or 13 different scarab beetles. It only controls one specific species, Japanese beetle, and it only controls the larvae, really young larvae. It doesn't control late in the season. And you also have to, even if you read their label and marketing material, the folks that sell it, you have to put it down 2 to 3 times per year over multiple seasons to get any sort of performance out of it. So that's kind of a tough deal. Shelf life's good, so that's an upside. Then there's nematodes out there and fungal products like Bavaria vasiana, which tend not to have very good shelf life, and they're very particular in how you apply them, and you have to make sure the nematodes you irrigate it in right away. And the level of control is not that high. When I say not that high, maybe at best you're killing 40%, 4 out of 10 grubs, as comparison to our products, our grub gone, or Betelgon, you're going to be killing 8 to 9 out of 10. Midacloprid products, you'll kill 9, 9.5 out of 10 consistently. Acelaprin-based products, they're close to ours in early season, but really drop off late season. So they go from about 8 to 10 down to 5 to 10. Then you have, you know, non-chemicals, getting back to those. You have soaps and oils. And those are just kind of a physical contact. So they're not really a true insecticide. What they tend to do is gum up the mouth parts of the insect. So they will work. The problem with those is they're very non-discretionary as far as, you know, their ability to kill insects, right? So if a bee comes in contact with them or other beneficials, and the soaps and oils will do the same thing to the bees as they do to the other bugs you're trying to get rid of in your garden.
Fantastic. Well, we've really enjoyed having you on the program to talk about all this great information. How can people find out more?
Yeah, sure. You know, a lot of questions I get are, will your products work against this insect? And there's always a lot of new insects coming in to the U.S., and I first go to Wikipedia. It's a good source of information for insects. And first thing with, you know, if you're thinking about using a biological or non-chemical, you want to ID the insect. Again, our products are very good at controlling beetles and some weevils and borers that are also beetles, like emerald ash borer, or different weevils like alfalfa weevil. So ID the insect for homeowners and landscapers. You know, Green Earth Ag and Turf is one of our Northeast distributors. Joe Magazzi, the owner, he has a website up that talks a whole lot about all types of non-chemical products, including ours. He's a great source. He's very knowledgeable in non-chemical products. For Pro Channel, sports turf managers, municipality landscapers, we work through a number of distributors as well. And I could say Tom Irwin, Inc., up in the Northeast, all the sales or customer reps are horticulturalists. So they understand, products very well. Our website, phylumbioproducts.com, has some information, some data there. I'd also say, look at some of the state websites like maine.gov. We didn't get the chance to talk about IPM, integrated pest management, but maybe you could, have me back sometime in the future. We'll get deep on that. But, some of these state websites have some very good information. Of course, universities and land-grant universities usually have quite a bit of information on insecticides and various alternatives, especially local to each university, which probably be helpful for people.
Well, John, we greatly appreciate the information, the sponsorship, and what you're doing to help gardens and landscapes be healthier and getting these bad bugs out of our property.
Hey, you bet. Hey, it was a pleasure being on the show, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.